Did they bring anything that you didn't see on film in preparation?
You know, we knew that they were going to shift around, especially the front, and we knew they were going to play hard box. You know, it's just all about execution, and we could have done a lot better in terms of execution.
You think that was mainly the issue?
Yeah, you know, just guys taking care of their assignments. You know, it's little things, little details that, you know, given on certain plays, all 11 guys aren't doing it. And that's going to cost you sometimes and gives the defense the possibility to make a big play.
Okay, last one for me then. Was that the main issue in establishing the run? I mean, you know how powerful Frank Gore can be. He had a little frustration. He's, like, to get going. Is that what this team saw and as far as that too?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, where it starts. Even the end, it just takes the pressure off the pass game. And you just got to make holes for Frank, and he's going to do his thing. And, you know, we got to do a better job of that.
Vance, that was your first time in that environment. What was your first impression of it, and how did it impact?
You know, the noise is always fun. You know, you just kind of take it out of its element, and, you know, just the plan is just the crowd's there to watch the game. And so it hyped me up personally. But, you know, as first environment, I mean, it gives props to the Seattle fans. They're pretty loud.
Did it impact the offensive rhythm?
Not at all. You know, we were expecting it, and we were prepared for it, and we handled it well. And we didn't miss anything communication-wise.
Okay. I didn't see all of it. How did they handle you mostly defensively?
You know, did the same thing that we thought they were going to do. You know, they put a lot of emphasis on Anquan and Vernon, and it didn't work out like we wanted it to.
But you specifically, who was mainly covering you if you went out?
You know, they're just playing their drop coverage, and you know, they didn't get into man too much.
You had your one catch down the right side, and you took out Sherman. How did that feel? And tell me about that play.
It's good. That's always my first mentality, is to run over anyone who gets in the way. So I'm glad it worked out for me.
You know, you've had a few games here to get into the flow of the NFL. Do you feel that you're ready to become a bigger part of this offense, become a bigger receiving threat?
If that's what it's asked, then, you know, I'm certainly ready to, and willing to step up and do it. But this week, you know, just taking it, you know, just like I have the last 2 weeks, just prepare, get the game plan down, know my assignments, and then go from there.
You said that they focused a lot on Anquan and Vernon, like you guys were expected. How did they play Vernon?
I mean, just really tight. You know, they did a great job the first 5 yards and give it to him. And, you know, they didn't let him get the separation like we wanted to. But, I mean, that's just something going in. I'm sure they game planned for, and they did a good job.
There's amazing their strong safety on free safety. Do they mix it up with the linebacker too? Or?
Yeah, you know, they had great. You know, Sherman on the outside is always, yeah, you know, I'm sure, reliable for them. And Chancellor did a great job, too, coming down, you know, vice on us. And, you know, we just got to do better.
This week going against the Colts, what have you seen? What are you expecting?
I don't know. We had a first day game planning today. I mean, we can go from there. But just doing baseline stuff right now. And we'll get more specific as the week goes on.
How's blocking going?
It's improved a lot. You know, the big thing is you have all week long to know your opponent and, you know their emphasis and kind of how they like to play. And that makes it easier going on game day and identifying their front. So, I mean, it's coming along.